Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! It's Cindy. I'm here with you. I'm happy. Life is good. It's a sunny day out here. I guess not too sunny back east. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I shouldn't have rubbed that in your face. But it's a beautiful day. You know, we can make it a beautiful day anywhere. So that's the point, right? Yeah, so I have something that's kind of stuck in my craw that I wanted to talk about today. And of course, when I went into the channel to figure out what the heck it was about, they gave me information and a whole new understanding that I haven't had. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel today, press 1, please. Thank you. Yes, I'm getting a little instruction from Stephen. Tell them to press 1. Okay, so it appears to me from just reading the news feed that it's almost like the Wild West. You know, what is this us against them thing? I don't get it. There's nothing in me that I can understand why we have to move into, well, you can't tell me to do that, and you're taking away my liberties if you tell me I have to be safe to do this, and it's driving me crazy. I don't know about you, but it's like the Wild West. It's also like the Civil War. I mean, the principles are the same, guys, that if we open up the consciousness for everyone, there's an old belief system that we have to pay for it somehow. And the channel took me to core belief number 5, which is I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give themselves up to take care of me. Now, you know, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So, do you think that most of our healthcare workers get up every morning on the front lines and go, okay, well, I'm going to give myself up today to go in and take care of the people I need to take care of? I don't think so. I think they get up and they go, this is my job. I love my job. This is what I chose to do to serve in this lifetime, and I'm going to go do it. So we know that if we hold a perspective that we have to give ourselves up in order to help or support or take care of anybody else, that's the reality we will create. And it's a circle that keeps imploding on itself. I have to give up me to take care of you. I resent you for that. So I'm going to act out in some way which affects me, which takes my energy down, which increases my perspective that you're hurting me when I'm really hurting myself. And the channel wants you to know we're at a deciding factor right now. We're at the moment, guys, where the world can truly be reborn into a higher consciousness, or we stay wallowed in the same old West Civil War mentality. Can't have it both ways. But boy, we sure want it both ways. So now, hold on, because literally they just explained all this 2 minutes before I got on the air. So that means we keep sending out the signal to the universe, I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or others have to give up themselves to take care of me. But there's a third addendum that they're trying to bring in now, so hold on. Oh, dear God. I have to give up myself so other people are wrong, or people have to be wrong so I can take care of me. Well, isn't that what we're seeing? Dear Lord, wow, would never have gotten to that. Okay, so we're going to balance that right now, guys, because this is not the signal we want putting out. The signal we want putting out is I create me. Everyone creates themselves. We all create each other in harmony and understanding, agreement, and acceptance. That is our clear direction for energy in this day and consistently. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. And so it is. Okay. I feel like I need to do a whole show on politics, but I ain't going to go there yet. It's coming, though. It's just to the point now where I can't shut up anymore. Okay, but not this show. So remember, and I'm sorry I couldn't announce it even last Sunday, because I didn't know if she was going to be available, but Dr. Shannon Wilson is going to be joining us again May 27th for the mental and emotional fallout from COVID and how to hold your balance, okay, and stay sane. It's so important right now, guys. You don't even realize the amount of this collective depression it might be affecting you. And of course, it's not just from COVID. It's anybody that experiences anxiety and depression. And, you know, the highest thing that feeds into that is allowing yourself to think you don't know and that you have no control. But Dr. Wilson, when I was talking to her about doing this, just threw out a lot of amazing and really practical ideas that we can use right now, because we know that when we keep our mental and emotional and spiritual in check and strong, our bodies, immune systems don't succumb so much. So it's really, really important for us to mentally keep strong during this time. As always, if you need help financially, ask for it. If you can't afford it, I trust your consciousness to know that and come forward. Okay. The Gratitude of Self-Love program, 21-day program. My God, if you've never done this program, you would so love this program. It's all about self-love and how to feel more into self-love. It's new. It's expanded. We do two webinars. I mean, the price is ridiculous for this. It starts June 1st. So I'm just trying to throw out a lot of things, guys, that are going to support you. And the special on the private sessions has, yes, still been extended. I keep getting the people that get the email. I think a lot of them don't listen to the show because I announce this on the show every week. Yes, the private specials have been extended for a while. I'm just trying to help everybody get through this in the best way I can and without giving myself up. You see, there there was a perfect example. And another quick example I want to give you was, I have a friend, and he had a stroke a few years ago. Dear, dear friend, old friend. And they've fallen on very hard times, and I've helped them out several times financially. And now I feel with everything going on, you see, I can feel that place in me where I go, now it's too much. Now I feel like I'm giving me up because so many other places, so many other people within my family that are needing my support right now. And that's your best indicator, guys. When you truly feel that place of resentment that you fall over into, that's well, it can work both ways, you see. That's how you live out the belief that you have to give yourself up, or that's how you sustain it because you're not listening to your own guidance. That says, D, this is too much, you've done enough. Now, that doesn't mean I won't be there verbally or physically if this person needs me to be. Always encouraging, and feel like I can't enable anymore, and I feel okay about that financially. So maybe that'll help some of your guidelines about what we're talking about. There is no us versus them. We're all one, guys. However, every person within that one can take their energy and direct it toward what they want to experience in this lifetime. And so it is. Please, can I go to the... Okay, I get to go to you now. All right, press 1 if you want to talk. Pat in Connecticut, you're up.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even think I was going to get through today. Hello, I love
Hi,
you.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I love you too. What's up?
I am spiraling the drain. I am not giving up. I'm still trying on every level. I just don't know what to do to save myself. I am trying homeopathy and herbs and doctors and, you know, regular medicine, which I hate. And I
okay,
just want
to
know.
Okay, stop there. Stop there, Pat. And take a breath, sweetheart. Everybody just take a breath. If you want something to help you, you can't hate it.
I know it's not the answer.
Well, then don't do it.
I'm responsible, and I keep trying everything.
Yes, you keep trying. Everything you've mentioned right now is outside of you.
Right, and inside of you. You know?
Do you do any work within, Pat? What are you challenged with?
I'm challenged with, I think it's the depression, but, you know, the other night I woke up in the middle of the night and I moved my arm to do one thing and I realized, my God, that one movement exhausted me so much. What is it? Is it physical?
All right,
is
well,
it mental?
Let's just ask this. Let's just ask that. Okay?
Thank you.
But I need you to get balanced. So tell yourself to rebalance. Because you see, when you're in the tizzy that you're in, as my mother used to say, you can't access the highest information, guys. So you have to remain as objective as you possibly can and bring yourself into balance. So they're saying exhaustion isn't the right word, but depression is. So what is behind, well, I didn't even have to finish the question. You feel like you have no control over your life, Pat. And which is funny enough, the energetic, according to the channel, the energetic cause of this entire virus. And so what is the virus pushing us all into? We have no control. We can't even buy toilet paper, for God's sake. We can't leave our homes. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Well, we know in this community that we have all the control over how we choose to react to anything. And in that reaction creates the rest of our life. So, yes, this would be a really good webinar for you to do. But the source of your depression is actually physical. And I don't get that much. It's a chemical imbalance that you do need a doctor to help you just will you have to be on the medication forever? Maybe not. But you need to get rebalanced right now. And there's something that happened in your life more than a year ago, year and a half, about a year and a half ago, with a male that kind of started this whole spiral. Anything coming up?
I moved into an apartment that makes me so unhappy because it's so tiny, and a man lied and said he was a friend, and security wouldn't let him. They wouldn't give him my number, so he started knocking on my door. Is that it? It enraged me.
Yes.
Oh, and also another who parked next to me started peeing and urinating and spitting up and throwing out chicken bones, you know, and a gate crashed on my door 3 days after I moved here. So, you know, moving here was difficult. I'm grateful to be here, but it's
Whoa. Now, you see, this is what I'm talking about, guys, that we do. You're talking, and I'm saying this with such love, Pat, you're talking out both sides of your mouth. You just told me three things you hated about living there, and then you said, I'm grateful. You can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways.
But also,
go ahead.
When I moved here, I said, why am I here? Something's going to happen either in New Haven or in the world because I'm being sent here for protection. And you know what? I am in the best place. I am so grateful I'm here because my rent was cut down to a third, so now I can afford to live, and it's the best management ever. I'm so protected from this virus.
And I just want everybody that's listening, do you see how she went from total victim to joy in her whole frequency?
In one little discussion,
Pat. So you can do this. You see, now you're not depressed, are you?
No.
Right now?
And Dee, I've been saying the prayer daily, and then suddenly, I can't believe it, I stopped. But besides that, I signed up for a vegetable garden 3 years ago that I forgot about. They called me up and said, you've got it. I was so depressed, I almost said no. Oh, my God, what a gift. I've been there every day. Screw being quarantined.
Pat,
yeah.
Okay. So you have, and everybody, boy, is she giving everybody such a gift right now. You see, you took yourself from the toilet back up into heaven. just in this one call by focusing on what you love and how you're grateful. Let go of the other stuff that's happened and focus on the good, guys. Focus on the blessings. Focus on where you have succeeded in your creation process. So you couldn't move your arm at night, but you can go walk and work in a vegetable garden.
But why is it so back and forth? And I have a commission
painting.
It's
back and forth, Pat, because you allow it to be. But there's also, they keep saying, a chemical imbalance that,
yes,
that a doctor can help you with.
Okay, so my doctor the other day wants me, are you saying prescription medicines for depression?
Yes.
Okay, then I will do it. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, but listen,
yeah,
Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take the medicine without doing your work.
Oh, no.
You
oh,
always
my God,
bring yourself back to the joy and the gratitude.
Oh, I
just
work like
you
crazy.
Did on this call.
I work like crazy. And, Dee, I'm so disappointed that I've stopped doing the prayer when I walk my dog. And I guess I've stopped because I've gotten so depressed. My heart hurts so much for the world. It's so sad.
Well,
No.
The world is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
It's so sad for the animals and all the heartache. You know, that's the depression.
Yeah, but Pat, do you understand that you make the animals sicker when you focus on this?
I do.
Well, then stop it.
I can't.
And do what the channel has taught you to do. Joy and love. Joy and love. The more you see the animals. My God, there's more animals that have been rescued during this pandemic in years and years and years. But you see, you're not focused on that. You're
yeah,
focused.
You know where I go? I go, well, what happens when all the people go back to work?
Yeah, see?
I go right there.
Well, but you're allowing yourself to go there, Pat.
I know, because I don't
all
like
right.
people that much.
Well,
I don't have a lot
know,
of faith in people.
You've got your own answers, and we've all heard them, Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know what to do. Quit playing this game with yourself, okay? I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, that was an amazing lesson for everybody. Hi, Lynn. What's up?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Wild West is exactly the way I've been thinking it, too, and experiencing it. But, I mean, I only read the news, like, once a day, but
good.
My boyfriend, it's feeling a little like the Wild West when he's over, and I've limited the time that he comes over from Orange County because
what's the question?
The question,
Lynn?
Is I want to know the energy, if there's what it is, the energetic if there's anything energetic behind my lower back pain, which I've been on adrenals now for about 3 weeks, and I believe it's helping. And I just want to
it
see,
is helping.
What the energetic thing is behind it.
Okay,
if there's
behind
else.
The lower back pain. That's funny, because it's in my cloud here. Lower back pain, sheets, book. Give me a song.
Joy to the World.
Yeah. You see, and Pat started this out really well for us. Guys, can we focus on the joy? Find the joy wherever you can find the joy. I mean, all I have to do is lay down and start loving on freedom. Find the joy. Where is the good stuff? He doesn't bring joy in. He brings worry in. Is that true? When he comes to visit you? Yeah.
Yes, but it comes out as anger, frustration. But I know that's not what it's about. It's worry and fear that is underlying that.
Yeah, and it's not toward you, but it's just toward, oh, my God. And, you know, guys, we're all going through this. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Oh, my God, what's going to happen? You can't go there. You've got to stay in this moment. And in this moment right now, what's happening is I'm choosing joy over stress. I'm choosing knowing over worry. In this moment right now, you know, I mean, I have a friend who just fell and broke their hip and had to go into the hospital. I'm focused on how great my body is. Do I have a few aches and pains? Sure, but damn, for 71, am I in good shape. For 30, I'm in good shape. Focus on the joy, and that's it becomes more challenging for you, Lynn, when he comes up.
Yeah.
And then you start trying.
Irritated.
Then
he gets irritated because I'm in joy. You know?
Well, and then
then
you think you have to carry the load. Put the load down.
Yeah.
There is no load unless you choose to pick it up.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Sounds great.
I'm not getting anything else.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Yeah, guys, and that goes for the collective consciousness, too. The collective consciousness is depressed and scared. So, you know, we have to be vigilant to do our part so that we can affect thousands of other people staying in their highest vibration. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Bea.
Hi, babe.
So last week we talked about the pain in my wrist, and we got to the time I spent away from my mother when I had jaundice as a baby, and the claim I create from the one source of love that I am. It's
God, I love that claim.
Oh, me too. It's improved tremendously.
Woo-hoo!
And there's, you know, still just a little bit of sharpness, especially if I turn my right hand.
Yeah,
you
know what they're saying, that's because you favored it and babied it, and you need to just exercise it kind of now.
Oh, cool.
You know, like when you don't go to the gym for 2 months, and you go back and it's like, oh, my God. You just have to, like, stretch it out and remind it of what it's supposed to do now.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah, and the pain is gone from my shoulder. I know that in the past, the wrist pain that I had in previous times was connected to something in my neck.
No, you thought it was. You thought, I'm not a doctor, but the channel is saying you thought it was, and it appeared that it was, but in reality, it really wasn't. Now, that being said, everything is interconnected in your body. Everything. So if one thing goes haywire, the rest of your body rushes to support it. What a great analogy, if our country could only do that. Anything that happens in our body, the rest of the body rushes to support it and heal it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everything is interconnected, but your neck was not the cause of your wrist.
Okay.
The energetic cause was what we got to.
And that's balanced. And
yep.
Yeah.
Overdone with gone, babe.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah, indeed. Well, you've got the proof. You're living in your body.
Absolutely. And this thing has been, it's been a chronic thing for a decade or two.
Okay. You can drop that definition now. Drop that definition.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you going to define your body now and yourself through your body?
Perfect health and balance, integration, strength, vitality, joy,
and
wellness,
flow.
strong, healthy immune system and flow. I love
flow.
It.
Yeah. Very flow. Important in our bodies to direct them to be in flow. You
flow.
Understand
beautiful.
That, guys. You know, because all of our bodies depend on how our blood flows through our system. So we want to make sure everything is open and smooth and joyful and full of love in the flow of our lives, our bodies, our minds, our brains, everything. Flow is an important word, because if stuff isn't flowing, it's clogged. It's dammed
yeah.
up, right?
Right, and they're finding clots in all the COVID patients,
yeah.
many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well, now, hold on. Now we have to go. Darn it, woman, you had to do this, right? We have to go to blood clot in the body book. Blood clots. Pulling the wool in over their heads. They have an intensely conservative and restrictive reaction to life. They are resisting change and expansion. Well, that's what's going on right now. They are
wow.
resisting change and expansion, closing down, listen to this, on the flow of joy and growth in their life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You got to love this work. There's no way in the world I would have thought of going to the body book around that and how they tied all that in. That was pretty amazing, Emily. Thanks for that one.
That was amazing. I
yep.
love you. Thank you.
Well, I love you too. And I'm glad your arm and your wrist are great. Awesome. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yay.
Yeah, claim it and accept it. Accept your joy. Pat, accept your joy. Lena, you're on. Accept your joy.
Hey,
what's up?
How are you?
I'm great.
So, I want to ask, have I, part of me feels like I gave up on myself.
Nope.
Okay.
No, Lena,
yeah.
I am telling you, this is a game you keep playing with yourself.
This is.
And many of us do, and it's a no-win
okay.
game, guys.
So
it is.
What...
Well, let me finish. I'll tell you.
Okay.
What it is you go into doubt. And, guys, when you go into doubt, that opens up fear because you don't know. That opens up confusion. It opens up overwhelm. So what's going on with a lot of you is you listen to the show and you move back into your knowing. And you go, okay, I'm going to stand firm in this. And then you get involved with life and the world, and you start doubting. It's a pattern that we have played since Adam and Eve, for God's sake. Poor Eve. My channel just keeps saying, poor Eve. She took all the blood of everything. They're pretty funny sometimes. So, again, we've got to break the pattern. Lena, and when you start dovetailing down, you got to go, no, self-talk. Self-talk is one of the biggest ways you can bring yourself out of depression, by the way. Yes, go ahead.
Well, is there a reason why I'm not hearing my internal voice?
You are hearing it. You're doubting it. You know everything to do. Go to love. Go to joy. Guys, if you don't do anything else, that will shift your life. Can you make it that easy? Can everybody just make it that easy today? I'm just,
yeah.
whenever I start going to the toilet, I'm going to choose love and joy. Where's my love place? What can make me happy in this moment? Where's a happy thought? Maybe I should just get naked and go do that. I'm so happy, I'm joyful exercise that Dee tells me to do in front of the mirror. Right? Because
yes.
You can't take a dive if you're in that place, Lena. Now, the other thing that happens is we don't take action for ourselves. Because I know it's all right for me to share some stuff that's gone down on emails. Okay.
Yeah.
That you're very challenged financially. But I want you to understand that you waited so long to create this job that you have now. Good on you. Good for your creation on that. Puts you into that fearful, doubting place that makes it harder for you to stay positive on top of what is happening in your life. So, do you have to take action? Like, if I'm sick, I need to take action so I feel well, because it's hard for me to stay focused and happy and joyful on love when I feel like hell. So you take action there. If you need money, you have to take action there. Okay? But you take action first from the getting yourself into alignment with love and joy. See, you've created this job, but when I say you're in alignment with love and joy about it, it goes right to no, Lena.
That's because part of me feels like it's a recreation.
Of what?
Because a lot in my past, I worked for Home Depot before, but I left the job because I didn't like it. It didn't feel right.
Yeah, no. No. Let's find out why you really left the job, and we're going to a core belief. This page
and
here.
Was still sharing energy source with my mom too.
I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. I'm not supposed to be here being responsible. I'm not supposed to be here feeling great. I'm not supposed to be here feeling secure with money. I'm supposed to be constantly in this place of doubt about whether I'm okay. Well, you are supposed to be totally knowing that everything is okay and that you're creating it that way. That's where you're supposed to belong, Lena. And the more you are tough love around yourself with that, if you don't want to share energy with your mother, then sever it. You're in control of your own energy. She does not run you anymore unless you allow the old beliefs to run you, period. So she's got nothing to do with it anymore.
No.
And you know, go ahead.
My intention is to just get to the bliss state because I've.
Okay, Lena. You see, you can do that right now.
And to love everybody.
You can do that right now. You don't have to have a reason. Guys, love doesn't have a reason. So everybody right now, let's just choose to go to love. Just say, I am love. I'm dropping into my heart. I'm opening my heart. I'm going to my love place. Every moment of me, every cell of me, every fiber of me is love. I am the light of love. I am that. Now, Lena, can you feel that? Did you do it with us?
I did.
Kind of, sort of, they're saying.
Yeah, but it's like I'm not.
Well, no, you're not going to get there if you don't choose to do it.
I'm.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to make it so hard, Lena, and it's not. Just practice going to love all the time.
Okay.
And love this job.
I'm working on it. I've got some let me rephrase that. I've got some nice employees or some nice coworkers that I like. And then I like Gabby, the young lady who hired me.
Good.
And it's nice because it's like I wore a hat yesterday that didn't say Home Depot on it, and they didn't say anything, and they even said I can like color my hair and stuff. So I feel like I can be me, be me there. And they already heard in gardening that I actually wanted to work in the gardening section.
Oh, well, good. Well, that'll keep you balanced. Okay, so it's up to you to choose. Not them. It's up to you to choose before you go in every day that you're going to have a great time and feel loved and feel joyful and get to serve people. And it's up to you, okay? Every day before you go in. All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kirk, you're on. What's up?
Hey there. A real quick testimonial for the gratitude of self-love.
Oh,
do it, folks.
Lovely.
Especially those of us that are actors, we get real familiar with the voice in our head, and the nay is not as good as the yay. In fact, this just came into me before you called on me. If you had a motor, like a car that ran on emotions, how far do you think 5 minutes of sadness would get you?
What a great analogy.
Now imagine how far would 5 minutes of joy get you?
Yeah. Yep, it's a great analogy. And the channel is laughing and they're saying in anger will just stall the whole damn thing out. You won't go anywhere. I love it, Kirk. I love that metaphor. That's great. Thank you for that. And thanks for your testimonial. I know you got a lot out of that program.
Yeah. And
great.
We get a lot out of you.
Oh, I love you so much, honey. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you. All right. We're going to Lee in California. What's up?
Oh, woo-hoo. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hi, Diddy. Okay, so, I want to do another testimonial, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, darn.
Okay,
twist my arm.
Okay, good. Okay, here we go. I'm going to twist both of them together in a giant hug because I am not the woman I was 3 years ago when I met you, and I am so excited to say that I have cleaned out probably 30 years worth of clutter and garbage. I actually
threw
away.
That is a true statement.
I threw away mounds and mounds of journals that were all saying the same thing. And I recognized that I have stuck myself in the rut. Nobody else.
Thank you.
And one of the claims that we got at the last webinar, I birthed myself into new power from the one source of love that I am. I am so powerful. I can recreate whatever it is that I'm supposed to create from this now moment, not from the past. And Didi, I'm so grateful that you just keep going. You're so powerful and so strong and so loving, and it's just amazing. Look at this. 520 times you have come on the air giving us this opportunity to find out what may be holding us back from really birthing ourselves into new power from the one source of love. That's our job, so we're doing it.
That's our job, baby.
I'm doing
and
it.
I want to go on record of saying I did not pay Lee to do this commercial for me. I love you so much, and I love your gratitude and your appreciation, and I send it right back to you, you powerful source of fun, and love you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my darling. Thanks. All right. No. Well, that made me feel really good. Gina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, baby cakes. What's up?
So I really fall prey to this collective of depression. Like, I just do.
Okay,
and then I go
Gina. No. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know what that ticking sound is that we've got, but you don't just fall prey to it. You are unconscious enough that you choose to give in to it and feel it. And
yeah.
Also that you think it what it's plugging into you, Gina. God, it sounds like a really fast heartbeat. This is so weird. Do you hear that, Gina?
I don't hear anything.
The ticking? Okay. Well, must be on
no.
my end. It's kind of annoying. Hold on. I've really got to focus to stay in the channel with this noise. That it's plugging you into that part of yourself that was taught that you – hello, are you there? Well – yeah, didn't work, Stephen, but thanks. Good try. Anyway, it's plugging you into that part of you.
I'm going to keep her muted while you're talking, Dee, and then I'll bring her back on when you ask her a question.
Okay. Taking us back to that part of us that thinks we have to save everybody. And I know that part well, Gina. I know it really well. I'm a child of the alcoholic. So my whole life was, is everybody okay? And it's my job to make sure they are. You can't do that, guys. And that's another gift that the virus is giving you. Create yourself. Create yourself. And the more you create yourself and hold your balance and love and joy, the more you change the world. You know? I want each of you to ask yourselves right now, what random act of kindness did I do this week for somebody else to make them happy? We should be doing that every day. I took Jennifer McLean's suggestion and got one of those huge bags of chips and stuff and put it out for all the delivery people. Oh, my God. It makes him so happy, and it was so little to do. The other day, somebody delivered something. He said, dude, you need a bottle of water? He went, oh, my God, ma'am, I would so appreciate that. They're just running their little butts off for us, guys. Random acts of kindness and love for no reason. Are you looking for your opportunity to do that? Because you can't do that and feel depressed. You just can't. All right, so bring Gina back on so I can talk to her. Steven? Oh, I guess I have to bring her back on. Gina, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
Yeah, I think it goes to my mother, who's really far from me, and just feeling really bad for what she's going through in assisted living and feeling I should be there.
But even if you were there, they would not let you in.
That's right.
And
I know that.
I tell you every week, guys, you can be there energetically. But you haven't been doing that, Gina. And it would make you feel so much better. Take 15 minutes, get quiet, connect with her energy, and have a discussion with her. Play some songs for her in your imagination. Dance with her. Read to her. Just tell her, Mommy, I love you and I'm there with you. Feel me around you. You think it just helps them? No, it helps you. Because it's an act of chosen love that you can fulfill right now in this moment. Okay? So
yeah.
Start taking some of those steps, Gina. You're going to feel better, baby. I got to go. This ticking is really bad on our end. I love you, though.
Thank
you. You bet. Oh, my God, isn't that nice to have that gone. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi. Thank you
Hi,
so
baby.
Much for all this fabulous information.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to call in and ask potentially what is the core issue between my siblings and I that I can address once and for all.
There's actually two sheets, but give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
It's Now or Never.
Yeah. That I wish I'd said it before I asked you. They said just choose. Just choose to love each other. It's now or never. Guys, give up. Whatever your reasons and excuses are, it doesn't matter. If COVID takes over the world and we're gone in 5 days, don't you wish you had put out love to everybody that you right now or are immersed in trying to figure out how to do it? Just do it. That's number one. Let go of the old stories. Okay, you be the leader, Anna. You be the leader. And number two, okay. We're going to a core belief. This page here, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. And I'm going right to your mom.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Can you hear me, Anna?
Hello? I can hear you.
That's weird. We lost D. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what I can do about that. Hang with us here. She's still connected. All right, let me disconnect her, y'all.
Radio. Please, you are now in the host queue. I'm
are
hoping
you, there,
you can. Yeah, I don't
All
have.
Right.
This, I don't have a switchboard, but anyway, I'm hoping that everybody heard what the last moments with Anna were all about.
Your switchboard.
Basically, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. You have to know that everything that you do is working. See, there again comes in the doubt that we don't want to give our energy over to at all. So for everything that we've talked about today, this has been quite a show for me. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Again, the webinar with Dr. Wilson is May 27th. You can see just from this show how important this is going to be around anxiety and depression. The gratitude of self-love starts June 1st. You can sign up now, and the privates have been extended. Say it with me and say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.